Unprepared to engage Mormon missionaries when they knock on your door? Perhaps the book Mormonism 101 will help. Mormonism 101, published by Baker Book. Available at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Is moralism the gospel? There was an excellent article written by Albert Mohler, and if you've never caught any of the stuff that he has written, I strongly suggest that you do. But he wrote an article titled, Moralism is Not the Gospel, but Many Christians Think It Is.
Bill, before we go any further, what in the world is moralism?
Well, I think he's going to explain that to us, and I think he explains it very well in this article. But the reason why I thought, Eric, it would be good to look at this article is because not only is this a temptation that faces us as Bible-believing Christians, because we do believe that Christians should live godly lives, unfortunately, as he is going to explain, the way we are brought up in our cultures to always be good, and if we're good, we are rewarded, sometimes it can be very easy to assume that that's exactly what the gospel is. If we improve ourselves, that will make things right between us and God.
And how many Christians who go to church, that's how they think?
I'm sure there's probably many who do. Well, I'll tell you something. I remember several years ago, I was reading an article by a Christian youth pastor. I can't recall his name, and it's not all that important, because the argument that he was raising was one that was not all that unusual. And what he was doing, and the reason why this person's comments caught my attention, was because it had to do with the context of Mormonism. And he was making the comparison between Mormons and Bible-believing Christians, and he made the comment something to the effect that Mormons act more Christian than Christians. What does that even mean? What if you had atheists that act more Christian than Christian? What does acting more Christian than Christian really mean? Now, he may have had his own personal way of defining that, but I think what he was expressing is a danger that a lot of Christians can make, and that is assuming that just because somebody is living a quote-unquote good life, that somehow, because they claim to believe in Jesus or believe in God, that makes them a Christian. And we've said many times that certainly Christians should be a moral people, but it doesn't necessarily mean that because you're a moral person that you're a Christian, because there's so much more to Christianity than just what you physically do and how you personally perform.
So God is not a gumball machine. You put a quarter in, you get something out of it. And how many people, if you were to go out on the street and witness and ask them, why should you be allowed into heaven? What's their response typically? Well, I'm a good person. I know that has been a very valuable part of my witnessing life, because I like to go after that whole idea. Are you really a good person? If you take a look at the law is meant to show us who we really are. And what the law does is show us that we're not keeping the commandments that God has given us.
We have all sinned. We have all come short of the glory of God. And I think a statement that I keep in the back of my head was one made by a Christian theologian years ago, basically saying that our good works are only as good as we are. And the fact that we are all innately sinful makes our good works very questionable. So when people say, well, if I'm a good person, well, I go to heaven, the problem is you're not a good person. The last good person to walk on this earth, folks, was crucified on a cross. That was the last one.
Two passages that come to mind whenever I talk about this would be first, Isaiah 64:6, that all of our righteous acts are like filthy rags in God's sight. And then I also think of the Sermon on the Mount, where there will be many, according to Matthew 7, who will say, Lord, Lord, look at all the good things I've done. And the response that Jesus has probably would be surprising to most people who have not read the Gospels. He says, get away from me. I never knew you. Depart from me. Basically saying, go to hell. So the idea that you think that you can earn God's favor through what you do is certainly not a biblical truth.
And if that's what you're trying to do, and we've said this to Mormons many times on the streets, if you think your good works earn you a place in God's presence, then you could say that the reason you're doing the good works is based out of a personal selfishness in order to get something from God. And is not selfishness a sin in the New Testament? It is, as is in Mormonism. But yet, if a Mormon is doing his good works in order to get something from God, wouldn't you say that's exactly the motivation? I want something from God. I better do this or I won't get what I want. That should not be the attitude of a Christian who understands the New Testament message. In this article by Dr. Moeller, I think he puts it in an excellent perspective. The title caught my attention, and then I perused it, but as I've been going through it line by line, I think maybe we ought to pay closer attention to what Dr. Moeller is saying, because I think it will help us as Christians better understand where we are when it comes to what is the true gospel as opposed to a false gospel. And many of the things he says, even though he doesn't write them for a Mormon audience, would certainly be appropriate for a Mormon to listen to. Let's start with the first paragraph of this article, Moralism is Not the Gospel, but Many Christians Think It Is. It was posted on January 12, 2018.
He writes, one of the most amazing statements by the Apostle Paul is his indictment of the Galatian Christians for abandoning the gospel. Quote, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, end quote, Paul declared. As he stated so emphatically, the Galatians had failed in the crucial test of discerning the authentic gospel from its counterfeits.
And are we not supposed to do that? As effective Christians, to know the difference between what is true and what is false. And certainly, just as there were false ideas of the gospel back during the time of Paul, when it was just being taught, it was still very fresh. You can only imagine how many false quote-unquote gospels there could be existing today in the 21st century. Naturally, there's going to be far more, and we're going to have to be all the more attentive to a lot of the false teachings that are circulating in our culture today. So when outsiders look at Christians as criticizing just about everybody, that's only because there's so many things out there nowadays to criticize. And if there's only one true gospel, obviously anything that comes up that is not in line with that true gospel needs to be examined and often needs to be criticized and criticized soundly.
Moeller goes on and writes, his words could not be more clear. Quote, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, as I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you have received, he is to be accursed.
The language that Paul uses in Galatians 1, when he says, let them be accursed, I often think that sometimes Mormons just don't understand us. I think it could be because they look at their personal performance and they see they are not as bad as perhaps other people might be in humanity, and they're not. You know, they do, I think, act very well. Maybe for all the wrong reasons, but still, Mormons are usually very good people that want to be very good citizens and live good lives. But if, in fact, they are adhering to what Paul refers to as a false gospel, and he says those type of people are going to be accursed. He doesn't say it once in this passage that you just cited. He says it twice. Don't you think, Christian, that should grab your attention? If you have any concern at all for an individual who is imprisoned by a false gospel, and you see by Paul's writings here in Galatians 1 that that individual is going to eventually be accursed, where is your Christian compassion to not share the truth with these individuals.
Bill, we've done a study on the book of Galatians for Viewpoint on Mormonism, and I remember when we talked about this, we said, what gospel is he referring to? Because it's not the Temple of Aphrodite he's going after. He's not going after any of the other religions that were in the area. He was going after people who called themselves Christians. These were people who were legalistic, who had a way of doing things. You had to have a circumcision that took place. You had to have the dietary law and other things all in order. And Paul says, have nothing to do with the gospel of the Judaizers, people who call themselves Christians but are teaching something contrary to what Paul had been originally teaching.
Moeller goes on to say, this warning from the Apostle Paul, expressed in the language of the apostles' shock and grief, is addressed not only to the church in Galatia, but to every congregation in every age. In our own day and in our own churches, we desperately need to hear and to heed this warning. In our own time, we face false gospels no less subversive and seductive than those encountered and embraced by the Galatians.
Based on what I just said, is it possible that there could be more danger in having churches call themselves Christian who are not teaching the true gospel? We have a lot of churches out there who even call themselves Protestant, might even call themselves evangelical, but the gospels that they are presenting are not true. And how would you know otherwise? You're going to have a pretty good grasp on what the Bible is teaching to be able to discern what they're saying is not what the Bible is teaching.
Well, in the next paragraph, this is when Dr. Moeller first uses the word moralism. He says, in our own context, one of the most seductive false gospels is moralism. This false gospel can take many forms and can emerge from any number of political and cultural impulses. Nevertheless, the basic structure of moralism comes down to this: the belief that the gospel can be reduced to improvements in behavior. And that's really what it is. And going back to that statement that that youth pastor I cited earlier in the show, that's what he was doing. He was looking at how improved the Mormons that he knew seemed to be over some of the professing Christians that he seemed to know. And he was drawing this comparison, and his comparison led him to what I think is a false conclusion that somehow Mormons act more Christian than Christians.
Certainly, God wants us to improve our lives. There's no doubt about it. But unfortunately, you have a lot of people out there who are teaching a false gospel. I think you'll know who I'm talking about. Your best life now, 7 steps to living at your full potential. That is not the gospel. That is a self-help book. But at the same time, if you think that the Bible is all about how to improve your life, you're sadly mistaken.
Now, in saying what we have said so far, folks, it could be easy for a Latter-day Saint to naturally assume that as Christians that we don't think living a godly life is important. And that certainly is not true. That is not the message of the Apostle Paul. That certainly wasn't the message of Jesus. And it's not the message of Christianity. However, if you think by improving yourself that somehow that is going to earn you a position with God, that's where this false gospel lies. And so tomorrow we're going to continue our look at this article by Dr. Albert Moeller, Moralism is Not the Gospel, but Many Christians Think It Is.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.